This is the Wednesday morning, December 4th, 2019, session of the Portland City Council. Carla, good morning. Could you please call the roll?
Good morning. Sorry. Udaley?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hardesty? Wheeler?
Here. And now we'll hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's Office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first reading.
Mr. Walsh, that is becoming a regular thing where when legal counsel is speaking, you do that. I would ask you not to do that in the future, please. It's very disruptive and it's rude. Sorry, please continue.
You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist.
The oxygen.
You're...
I can't
Mr. Walsh,
off, you idiot.
Mr. Walsh, if you continue to do this, you're out of order. We
the
will ask you to leave. We will ask you to leave.
Person.
We will ask you to leave.
Inappropriate.
You do not need to move while legal counsel is reading the rules of order and decorum, and you know that well.
Shut up!
You can't tell him he can't move.
I can. Yes, I can.
Throw me
I can,
out.
And I just did.
Disability rights.
I can, and I just did. Thank you. Carla, first up
throw
is communications.
Out.
Can you read? It's pretty much
so
every
the mayor
week,
is not singling out someone with a disability.
No, I am
He's
not.
Being passive aggressive and childish.
Not me.
Not the mayor.
Although I can be very passive aggressive.
No,
with the, I'm
no.
the mayor of Portland, Oregon. We're the fifth most passive aggressive city in the United States, I've been told. Yeah, we're in rising. Carla, first up is communications. Could you call
sure
the first?
The attorney finish reading the rules.
I don't think so.
I think we got
pretty much as far as we needed to get on.
If you're helping your fellow Portlanders.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well done.
Okay.
Communications, and let me see if we have people who'd like to come up together. It looks like we have three people who'd like to come up together. Is that correct? The first three?
Okay, I'll read them all.
Great. Thank you.
1097, request of Amelia Salvador to address council regarding announcement of the annual award recipient of the Portland Immigrant Statue. 1090, request of Sankar Rahman to address council regarding announcement of the annual award recipient of the Portland Immigrant Statue. And 1099, request of Joe Rossi to address council regarding announcement of the annual award recipient of the Portland Immigrant Statue.
Good morning. Welcome to Portland City Council.
Hey, Joe, before we get started, am I correct that your daughter got elected to public office last year?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what's her name and where does she serve?
Gabrielle Rossi. She serves the East Multnomah County Soil and Water District, position one.
Good for her. How is that going?
It's going really good. She's our first elected person in the family, so I'm pretty excited.
We'll keep some seats warm up here.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Council. Thank you for having us this morning. My name is Amelia Salvador. I'm with the Portland Immigrant Statue Project. We're here this morning to share with all of you and acknowledge this year's award recipient. Every year we award an award to a worthy candidate. The Portland Immigrant Statue is a life-size bronze statue located on Northeast 98th Avenue and Sandy Boulevard. The location is ideal as it's close to the vicinity of the Portland Airport and really is a welcoming landmark to people, newcomers that come to Portland and visitors. So this year we collaborated with newly awarded nonprofit, the Immigrant Statue, and it was a great fit for us to work with them and Sankar because we share the same vision and mission of immigrants coming to Portland. So I was really excited to work with Sankar to identify a couple candidates. I will pass the mic to Sankar.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Sankar. I'm from the Immigrant Story. Members of the Portland City Council, Mayor Wheeler, and the residents of this great city of Portland. As for the general adage that everyone looking to make a new life migrates west, I too arrived in Portland to work in its great state-of-the-art technology company, Intel. Just like any other immigrant, I worked hard. I wanted to make this industry the best of the best in the world. I lived here for a long time now, long enough to have seen the good and the bad. I have mourned the death of loved ones. I got married. I even got my son graduate from high school and start a career of his own. I have had many rites of passage. Yes, this is my home now, and I'm not going anywhere. Prior to 2016 election, I never felt the need to talk about my professional qualifications or to provide a rationale for my existence or justify for my belonging in Portland. But the recent political climate changed all that. When the political rhetoric began to deliberately target immigrants for political gains, when the rhetoric inspired actual government policies that affected immigrants and refugees, when the divisive talk began to embolden people to go to places of worship with a gun and shoot to kill, I needed to do something. I cannot just sit by and watch this one go by. So I started to tell the stories of immigrants and refugees. The goal, to create empathy so that eventually we could perhaps create a community of inclusion, one in which we recognize that we all share a common humanity. At the Immigrant Story, we believe that stories can bring our community together. We also believe in creating conversations that are important. We do this by bringing our stories to public spaces in order to ensure that we can demonstrate how deeply we care about this core value, the diversity of our citizens. That's why I wanted to thank you for hosting this public display at the very center of our community. When you share these stories, you change the narrative of our country. During the holiday season, if you want to give, please think about organizations like the Immigrant Story. Support these organizations. There are many, and they do a tremendous and important work bringing attention to these issues. If you are in need of a New Year's resolution, think about your neighbors and become a voice for those who do not have one. If you are in a position of authority, pledge to consider the diversity as a value and not merely some goal to hit or some numbers to meet. My point is reflected in the author, Liba Bray. This is how change happens, one gesture, one person, one moment at a time. Thank you very much. And please keep Portland diverse and welcoming.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
I'd like to introduce myself, Joe Rossi. I'm the co-director of the Portland Immigrant Statue, along with Amelia Salvador. I appreciate Sankar had a collaboration with us, the Immigrant Story and the Portland Immigrant Statue. We're here to honor one person today out of the hundreds that would certainly qualify for this award. We have a very visible statue to welcome visitors, international visitors to the Portland Airport and our community. It was hosted on our 100-year anniversary of Park Rose. And every year we like to select a person that epitomizes the award. And the award is really meant to say thank you to a member of our community who comes to this country, loves his country of origin, continues celebrating it, equally loves America, its opportunities. It becomes a bridge and a role model for people coming to this country and for us as people who are already here, tirelessly working physically that helps other people. So I'd like to ask permission of the mayor and city council that when I recognize this person, he's able to stand up and approach the table to receive his award.
Without objection.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to announce that 2019's Portland Immigrant Statue Award recipient is Dr. Bihar Bhuti.
We'll suspend the rule.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Mr. Rahman, before you leave, would you please give a copy of your testimony to Carla?
Yes.
I think a number of us would like to get a copy of it.
Thank you.
It was not only timed to perfection, but it was a beautiful statement of principle. And if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us, Carla will then make sure we all get a copy. Joe, thanks for what you
just
did.
Just wanted to say thank you again.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Next up, Carla, looks like 1100 and 1101 would probably like to come up together, would be
okay.
My guess.
1100, request of Jan Campbell to address council regarding the River Place Master Plan. And 1101, request of Wendy Rahm to address council regarding the River Place Master Plan.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's great seeing some of the commissioners that I used to work with, so thank you for inviting us. My name is Jan Campbell. I reside at the Douglas, which is the apartment house in this area designated to be torn down. I have been living there for 20 years, and it is my home, as well as others that live there. How many of you have been displaced because of urban renewal? It is a terrible feeling because this is our home and our neighborhood. Also, it makes it more difficult when you have disabilities and need accessible housing. As most of you know, I was a disability project coordinator for the city of Portland and Multnomah County for many years. One of my responsibilities was to work with architects and getting permits when it was regarding accessibility. I actually worked on this apartment complex to ensure its access. That is why I moved into it, because of the affordability along with the location and access to public transit. People like myself don't have options that others may have. I need to be near services, public transportation, sidewalks, and I can go on and on. My unit needs to be large enough to accommodate my wheelchair and my specific needs due to the disability, and that is hard to find. Individual apartments only have a few accessible units in their total, and many of these are old ones that are not accessible, and the new ones are too expensive. Because I do not meet the criteria of low income or affordable housing, I fall into the market rate units that can only be costly and still not meet my needs. I am not the only one that faces these obstacles. I work on the ADRC for Multnomah County, and every day we get people calling who are medium income and cannot afford a place to go or need accessible housing. River Place is a neighborhood. We have shops, restaurants, a variety of housing, and many people living there. Some people living in the Douglas have lived there since it was built. Some of these individuals are individuals who are disabled and older adults. In recent years, they've done major remodels of these units. Accessible and moderate income is very difficult to find and can take months to find one that meets my individual and other individual needs. I really don't expect you to understand how difficult it is. You need to experience it. I get it. Let me give you an example. As some of you know, I worked here with Vera Katz when she was mayor. After she retired, she became quite frail, and I saw her many times on the streetcar. And she would say, Jan, I now understand why you advocate so tirelessly, because I now need these accessible features. She got it. She lived it. I hope that you understand that displacing people from their homes and neighborhoods can leave them without any housing or housing that does not accommodate their needs in order for them to live independently. We have a low income and affordable housing that was built on land that was not developed in that area, and this is good. No one was displaced. So please, when you make your decision, you realize how many people you are impacting and changing their lives. Even people who live in the condos, with changing the makeup and character of their neighborhood, some could feel a reduced sense of belonging or feeling out of place in the home they own. There have been studies done on high rises and how it affects mental health issues.
Can I propose that the speaker get an extra 30 seconds, Mayor?
You bet. Thank you. Continue, please.
And I just had one other thing to say, and I gave you a longer testimony because we had to cut it, but I am not advocating against development, but I am advocating against displacement. Thank you so much, and it's been great seeing you all again.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning.
I'm Wendy Rahm from the West End. As DNA Land Use Chair, I'm speaking on behalf of the Downtown Neighborhood Association to raise concerns about the River Place development proposal and especially the rental properties known as the Douglas Apartments. This rental apartment complex has nearly 300 units built in the 80s and 90s, many three to four bedroom units suitable for families and it includes units that were specially designed to be ADA. Most importantly, it is a neighborhood of rental units in the missing middle affordable housing category, crucial for the city and most especially for the central city. Today, it is a lovely, thriving neighborhood. A little history. The last time we destroyed an entire neighborhood was in the 50s and 60s. You recall Albina being replaced by the Coliseum and the thriving Italian-Jewish neighborhood demolished to create the South Auditorium. After the Italian-Jewish neighborhood was lost, history tells us great shame ensued and was talked about for years. I learned about it in a PSU class just a few years ago, so the shame endures. The next threat came in the 70s when existing neighborhoods on the east side were threatened with demolition as a result of a Robert Moses-inspired freeway plan. That demolition was fortunately stopped thanks to public protest and a humane city council. Since then, we have master planned only industrial sites, large parking lots, or undeveloped properties, but no existing neighborhoods until now. This threat to an existing neighborhood, the Douglas Apartments, is the result of a last-second Central City 2035 spot upzoning of the 8-acre River Place site approved by City Council. I believe City Council was sold a bill of goods when you were convinced to vote to upzone this neighborhood. I want to think that you didn't fully realize the human cost involved at that time. There are many other serious problems with hyperdevelopment in this isolated island waterfront site, including major transportation hurdles with a tripled population. But loss of this valuable rental housing and the displacement of so many people is the most serious of all. The Design Commission cannot address demolition of an existing neighborhood since it doesn't fit any of their criteria, approval criteria. Therefore, we come to you today. A small part of the site could be demolished for development, but I sincerely hope you can revisit your broad brush decision to upzone and do whatever you can to save the Douglas Apartments. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Commissioner Fish, for recognizing me to spend more time.
Thank you. And that concludes communications. Next up is the consent agenda. My understanding is 1109 has been returned to Commissioner Fritz's office. Has anything else been pulled?
Yes, we've had 1112 requests be pulled.
And who requested that?
Lightning.
Very good. Please call the roll on the remainder of the consent agenda.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz.
Just want to note that the passage of ballot measures 26204 and 26205 are on the consent agenda as proclamations. I just want to thank the people of Portland for once again supporting ballot measures that protect the Bull Run watershed and allow the Water Bureau to operate efficiently. Aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, would you remind us what the vote tally was?
It remained the same as it was on election night. It was 89% for the Bull Run watershed protections and 85% for mutual aid.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Consent agenda is adopted. Next item, regular agenda. Well, let's see. Sorry, hang on. Next item is going to be time certain item number 1102.
Appeal of the Southwest Hills Residential League against the hearing officer's decision to approve with conditions a one-lot partition with concurrent environmental and plan development review adjacent to 1315 Southwest Broadway Drive, LU18-119056, LDP-ENPD.
Let's see, and that's 11. Colleagues, the last time we heard this matter, council heard from all parties, including the appellant's rebuttal. The oral record was closed and the written record was held open until today at 9:45 a.m. We're back to deliberate this item. And if there is no further discussion, I will accept a motion and a second for a tentative decision.
Mayor, I need to declare that since the hearing, I have visited the site and walked on both sides of the street on a dark and stormy afternoon. And so with that, I very sympathetic to the neighbors' concerns. However, I don't think that there's a better solution than the somewhat imperfect solution that the staff has come up with. And therefore, I move to deny the appeal and uphold the hearings officer's decision.
Very good. The motion has been made. Is there a second? I'll second it. Any further discussion?
I'd like to have a little discussion about
Commissioner
this.
Commissioner Fish.
Well, I'd like to hear my colleagues.
It always feels like the Wizard of Oz from behind the curtain over here. I want to make sure that council recognizes before there's a vote that there needs to be a minor change to the condition related to transportation if this is the motion that you end up voting on. The exhibits that were referenced in the hearings officer's decision were changed as a result of a public works process, and so we would have staff from BDS essentially replace two words so that instead of referring to exhibit H42C, it would refer to the exhibits that are in the public works. And this was discussed at the last hearing because the H42C is gravel, and as a result of the public works, it was updated to asphalt on the south side. And I'm sorry that took so long to
I'd like to take a 1-minute recess.